Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Extra Points Radio Show. I'm your host, the coach, Keith Howard, on another, these weather Saturday mornings, soggy, dreary, rainy weather on a Saturday morning. But you know what? We're together, and it's good to have everyone here for the Extra Points Radio Show. And speaking of the weather, prayers go out to all who are affected by Hurricane Matthew, and we are thinking about each and every one of you. Hey, but as they say, the show must go on, and a great show we have. You know, you ever wonder what it's like to be an athletic director, right? You're not the principal, you're not the head coach, you're kind of that middle guy, that middle person who really stirs the pot, and you know, they got their hands in everything. Scheduling, eligibility, player safety, I mean, policy, procedure, everything. You know, the job, it looks busy, and it is busy. But what's it really, really like? And so today what we decided to do was have a friend of the show, and a former coach at Laurel High School, Coach Brian Moore. He's now the athletic director at Parkdale High School. Coach Moore and I coached against each other, and we coached together, which is that's rare that you see that in coaching. So looking forward to having him on. But, of course, before we do that, we got to talk about our pay attention topic. I was out on the campus of University of Maryland yesterday, and there is a buzz in the air around Maryland football. Wait a minute. Maryland football? Not basketball. Not women's basketball. Not track. Remember they had Skeets Nehemiah, the track star? I mean, Maryland's notorious for having great athletics. But football? Let's see, who's the most popular Maryland football player? Boomer Esiason? Vernon Davis? Torrey Smith? And Darius Hayward Bay? I don't know. But anyway, there's a buzz out there. And so we're going to talk about that in our pay attention topic, our PAT. So, without further ado, let me go ahead and hit the button. Our pay attention topic, the University of Maryland football team. And let me tell you something, new coach, fresh new ideas in the recruiting office. And a few years ago, Maryland made a huge investment. They went away from the Atlantic Coast Conference, where they've been forever, to join the Big Ten Conference. Now, everyone knows the Big Ten Conference. Legendary coaches, legendary programs, Heisman Trophy players. They play for a national championship every year. So Maryland now decides we're going to invest in that. I know that recruiting, especially with Rutgers joining as well, you know, recruiting the kids here in the DMV were leaving to go to Big Ten schools. And so, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. And that's exactly what Maryland did. So now the question is, well, have they begun to turn the corner on this Big Ten investment? Well, let's look at the numbers. It's pretty simple. Maryland's 4-0. They won every game they played this year. And guess what? Quiet is kept. They're 1-0 in the Big Ten. They head to Happy Valley today to go up against former Maryland assistant coach James Franklin. So it sounds like they're primed and ready to turn the corner and make that investment on this Big Ten move. But in the words of the great Lee Corso, Not so fast. Not so fast at all. Let's look at who they beat. They beat Howard. 1AA, winless, Howard. They beat Howard at home. So the best thing about that game was Howard's band. They beat Florida International, probably the seventh best team in the state of Florida. Then they turn right back around and they beat University of Central Florida, probably the sixth best team in the state of Florida. And then they beat Purdue at home for homecoming. Purdue, ladies and gentlemen, worst team in the Big Ten Conference as far as football is concerned. So, you know, it sounds like, yeah, do they have a bowl-inviting schedule? Absolutely. But to answer the question about the investment really, really, it occurs in the coming weeks. So over the next month or so, Maryland's going to have to play Michigan State. Yeah, Sparty. Not in basketball, in football. You know Michigan State, the home of Kirk Cousins. You know that place. And then they got to play Michigan. Yep. Harbaugh, khaki pants. You know how he puts the sweatshirt inside the khaki pants? Lord knows. If I ever do that, I hope my loved ones run out on the field and tackle me. Do not ever have me put my sweatshirt inside my khaki pants. And then, of course, they got to go to the Ohio State University. Or do they come here? Or would it even matter? No, it's not going to matter. So now here's the thing. In order to answer that question, all Maryland really has to do is compete. If they just compete, they don't have to win the game. They just need to compete. I think we're starting to get the answer to our investment question. And I believe the results will start to pay some dividends. Because when you compete, this is what that does. That equals recruiting. Because now the recruiting playing field is even up. And when you recruit, that equals winning. And when you're winning, that equals bowling. And when you're bowling, that equals counting money. That's what bowl games are. It's counting money. And when you're counting money, guess what you can do? Go all the way back to recruiting and then winning again and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get it. So I think we're going to find out this answer pretty soon that maybe this move from the ACC to the Big Ten is paying off for Maryland. We'll find out over the next month or so. So I think I'm going to reach out to Maryland, see if I can get their recruiting coordinator, Coach Barry. Coached against him, too, when he was over at Friendly. See if I can get him on and get a little more insight into what's going on with Maryland football. Hey, I know this much. Wish them the best of luck today. They're going to Happy Valley. I've been there twice. It's a pig farm. I hope Maryland wins that game. Matter of fact, I'll go ahead and make the prediction right now. Maryland 27, Penn State 17. Go Terps. So anyway, hey, listen, we're going to take a quick break. And then we're going to bring in Coach Brian Moore. Quick story about Coach Moore. In 2006, I was the head coach over at Crossland. And we noticed on our schedule we had 5 road games. Well, we were selected as the homecoming patsy for all 5 of those games, to include Laurel High School. So I'm bringing it up. Obviously, we won the game. That's why I'm bringing it up. But, you know, I just want to remind Coach Moore before he comes on the airwaves, he picked me for homecoming. How dare you, Coach Moore? But you know what? I picked him today to join us on the Extra Points radio show. Coach Brian Moore from Parkdale High School. Let's take a quick break. Chucky will take us out of here, and we'll be right back. Soul Searchers, Coach Moore. Sounds like I can hear him. He is anxious. to get into this. I know he's probably got game days running all around. Coach Brian Moore, athletic director, Parkdale High School. Welcome to the Extra Points Radio Show. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Coach. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good, good. Sounds like you're already working. It's Saturday morning. You're already working. You guys got a game today. I'm going to take that.
Yeah, yeah. The varsity football team is away today. As a matter of fact, it's funny. They were picked as Laurel's homecoming feast for today, but hopefully we can spoil the crowd over there. And right now we got the JV kids going at it right now. And actually it's 14-0 as we speak, Laurel. So a lot going on this morning.
Wow. So you must be a little bit divided right there, right? Because, I mean, you kind of – you know, started things at Laurel, and then you transition over to Parkdale. So, I mean, what do you have, a Laurel hat on and a Parkdale jersey? What are we doing here?
Yeah, that's always funny. I mean, it's funny when, you see the coaches get off the bus and, you know, you shake hands with everybody and you kind of, you know, marvel at the gear that you have on. And, you know, now I'm wearing the Parkdale gear, but for so many years I wore the Laurel stuff. And, you know, it's always good to catch up with guys like that. But no, right now I'm all Parkdale and, you know, we're focused on our task at hand.
You know what, Coach, you know, there's a million good guys I've met over my coaching career. And I tell you, you're right at the top of that list. And one of the things that really – to me, made you a quality coach was you played by the rules. I mean, you were razor sharp and knowing the rules, playing by the rules. And I know there are a million things in that laundry list of being an AD, but one of them that I really wanted to make sure we touched on was player eligibility. Now, right. I know back when you and I were going against each other, you know, not everybody played by the rules, boundaries, yeah. Grades, 2.0, that. Tell me, what has that gotten better? And, you know, what's the overall, you know, outlook for player eligibility?
Well, the short and curly of that is I think it's been cleaned up. You know, I think as an AD, your worst nightmare would be to have your name in the paper as a school that had to forfeit, you know, 3, 4, 5 games because of an ineligible player. And I think it's incumbent upon, you know, the athletic directors to make sure that they, you know, press down on their coaches to say, hey, you know, these players, they got to live in our boundary. You know, they have to do, they have to have a 2.0, you know, things of that nature. And as ADs, it's kind of up to us to double check. I mean, I hate to sound like we go behind our coaches, but ultimately it's our responsibility to coaches and then to do our due diligence to go through the eligibility list and make sure that each and every player has a 2.0. And if they don't, then, you know, I send an email to the coach and say, hey, you know, 3 of your players have to get off the team. And one thing I try to impress upon here at Parkdale is, you know, if a player didn't make the grades at the end of the previous quarter, we do not want to go to teachers and ask them to change grades and to do makeup work and all that, because it just sets a bad precedence for the kids, you know, when they get to college, because they think that everything's given to them. So we just want to make them work for it. And we may suffer, you know, but in the long run, I think we teach our kids a valuable lesson.
You know, you just don't hear that, you know, that the AD is saying, don't go to the teacher. You just don't hear that. And that, you know, now here's the other thing. When you get the eligibility thing going, one of the things I know you and I have had many conversations about is, if you're playing ineligible players, that also could affect player safety. So, for example, I know when I was the head coach at Crossman, I mean, our team was just totally decimated with people just coming in, literally in our parking lot and taking our kids and taking some of our best kids. So what would happen is that following year, you know, you've got a team that's stockpiled, loaded with talent, depth, you know, and we're here with 20 guys, really a JV team. So when you think about player safety, I know that the concussion thing has started to really, really gain some traction. What's Parkdale doing, and what's the school system doing and as a whole to make sure that concussions and that are, you know, we're putting our best foot forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. Actually, Prince George's County for the last 3 years now has joined forces with Excellent Brain. It's a company that helps you track concussions. The players have to take a baseline test. It's a video that they watch, and then they have to answer a series of questions, and they get a baseline, and all that is stored in a database. So then if a player gets a concussion, he has to go through the protocol. I know that's the buzzword now, but there's a protocol that each player has to go through. He has to go back and be retested online, and then his doctor has to clear him with a certain amount of paperwork that comes back to me, letting me know that this player has been cleared to get back on the field. And generally, that takes about a week. So I've seen now, as opposed to back when we were coaching, you know, players are really being held out for, you know, a week, maybe 2 weeks, if they've been deemed to have a concussion. So I think it's a lot safer now than it was 5-10 years ago, because there definitely is more emphasis on it. But that's what Prince George's County is doing. We're using a company called Excellent Brain, and I'll give it a good endorsement. I think it's really helping us.
You know, I am very familiar with Excellent Brain, and familiar with the test as well. And I would agree with you that pretty good thing going there. At least we're paying some attention to it. We're ahead of some other counties, I can tell you that. So tell me this now. So you've got football today, JV and varsity. You've got basketball right around the corner. How do you juggle those two where there's cash money coming right in with the non-revenue? You know, volleyball, track and field, baseball, this stuff that, you know, does anyone come out to a track meet? Does anyone come to a softball game? I mean, it still has to be played. You still have to equip it, make sure people are eligible. How do you juggle, you know, the big two that are money revenue generators and then the non-revenue? How do you do that?
Well, that's one of the things I'm proud of here at Parkdale. Now, yes, football and basketball are typically your flagship programs and your revenue generators. But here at Parkdale, you know, our soccer team has won the region 3 of the last 4 years, our boys soccer team. And our girls soccer team went undefeated last year. And I said all that to say is that they actually draw a crowd. You know, they get about 100, 150 fans to each game, and the money that's generated at the gate stays with that program. So I don't have to pull money from football or basketball to help outfit them with uniforms or supplies. You know, our wrestling program, you know, they generate money at their gate. We're 5-time county champions in wrestling, so, you know, they generate money. So I would say soccer, football, basketball, and wrestling really help generate money for our tennis program and our baseball, softball programs and our swimming programs. So, you know, we kind of all help each other in that regard. So in my case, yeah, it's a little difficult to, you know, work the gate and really, you know, plan the event for soccer and things like that. But it really helps us here at Parkdale. I think we're unique in that fashion.
Yeah, I would say you're not only unique, but light years ahead of a lot of people, because I don't hear that one either. It's kind of like football, basketball, and then the rest of y'all. Like, that's the way I hear it. And good luck. You know, you might have a bat and a racket. You might not bring your own. So tell me this now, in order to lead all these, I mean, you got to have some help along the way, and it starts with that head coach, unless you have an assistant AD, I'm not aware, but you got to have that really good head coach. How do you, you know, how does that work? Because believe me, I know it's hard to find good coaches. How does that work?
Well, I'd say this. You definitely have to have a good working relationship with the head coaches, which I'm very fortunate to have here. But I think the key to it all is to have a coach inside of your building. I'm totally convinced of that now, that truly helps, especially when you're getting your program off the ground, because you can't see everything. And I think the kids respond better in most cases to the coach that's in the building. And if he has assistant coaches that are in the building as well, I think that is a definite plus. And that's our case for actually all of our sports except one. The only sport that I don't have the coach in the building is tennis. But golf, swimming, softball, baseball, football, basketball, men and women's soccer, indoor track, they're all in the building. So that helps. Just that visibility and, you know, continuity really goes a long way. So I don't underestimate that.
That's outstanding. You and I have had that conversation about in the building versus out the building. I'm an out the building guy.
Right.
I think there are pros and cons on both, but I'm definitely glad it's working for you. And then, you know, I wanted to ask you about. Go ahead.
Oh no, I was going to say, in our case, I mean, that worked for us back in our days together at Northwestern because Coach Shields wasn't in the building at that time. But you know, that was a different day and age. I think now it just gives your kids a little more continuity.
No, I get you. I get you. Last but certainly not least, academics. Now, I heard you mention, 2.0, and I actually was shocked that you even have to go and track that down. I mean, it's a 2.0 is a C. I mean, you could get that, I'm going to assume, if you just participate in class, raise your hand, I guess you get a C. But
right.
Tell me about the academic part. Like, are there still casualties out there? I mean, is this still an issue? Or, you know, we've moved past that now. We're more on, you know, making sure guys get their, or ladies get the SAT on time and that kind of. Where are we at on that?
I think, I think specifically speaking for Parkdale, which is like what I can speak primarily about, there unfortunately are casualties to the game with the GPA. And all you can do is talk to the kids and kind of, show them the way. But, you know, we've implemented some things here, core course GPA and some other measures that we can use to help our kids be able to track their grades. And once they're able to track their grades on core course GPA, they're more apt to, want to do better. We have two great study coaches here at Parkdale that are on staff that work with the players in season and out of season to make sure that they're eligible. So I think we've cut down our casualties by 30%. I may have two, maybe three guys that, were ineligible to play football, for example, or, maybe one guy that won't be able to play basketball. So I think you just have to put some measures in place to help the kids out. You definitely got to meet with the parents to make sure that they understand that they have a big role in this too. You can't just put it all on the coaches. You need the parents as well. And then you got to get buy-in from inside of the school. If your teachers are on board, with your athletic program, then they'll certainly do their part to make sure that the kids are successful.
And you've always you taught in the classroom, so I know it's paramount to you that the kids do well in their academics. Now, Coach, as we wind down here, when I introduced you, I talked about this homecoming game, which I won't let die. So you picked me for the homecoming game. Do you remember that game, Coach? Do you remember that?
I do, Coach. But one thing you got to keep in mind is if a game is in October, if I have one game in October, I've got no choice. It wasn't personal.
No, I know. And I'm just teasing. But really what my greater point is, was you were always one of those coaches who felt like the student-athlete, that player, needed to be motivated. You always felt that way. And Lord knows you did it for me without even knowing it, right? By picking me, that gave me a chance to go and rah-rah and yell at my kids. I remember pulling the bus right up to your gate. Like, we 5 minutes before the game, we pulled the bus right up. Those were all, like, little things just to get the kids fired up and all. But you've always done that. Now that you're not coaching, how is that for you to just – you've got to kind of stand there and listen to the coaches – either motivate or not motivate their teams. Like, do you ever want to just run over there and just start yelling and throwing chairs and getting them fired up?
I do. I'd be lying to you if I told you that, the desire to walk the sidelines is still in me. I think once a coach, always a coach. And I do sometimes find myself milling around the football team before pregame and things like that. But I've learned to stay in my lane, the older I get. But I think that's always burning deep inside you to say something. You always feel like, you can do something to help out. You can say something, do something, something along those lines. But, no, I've actually learned to stay in my lane, but that's a desire that burns deep inside, that's for sure.
I knew it. I thought so. I thought so. Well, hopefully this year, the Parkdale Sports Banquet, your kids will get a little bit of motivation one more time from Coach Howard. So I'm looking forward to visiting with your student athletes. Coach Primo, you're doing a great job over there. You're doing a great job. I hope the football team, that JV team, wins today, the varsity team this afternoon. I do not hope West Virginia wins today, though. I know that's another thing you and I always went at, but hail to Pitt on that one. And hey, stay in touch with us. You're a friend of the show. We appreciate your listenership, and we love having you on as a guest.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on, Coach. Great talking to you.
Coach Brian Moore, Parkdale High School athletic director and great guy, big time great guy. So, hey, listen, we are coming up on the close of our show, and as always, we want to do our two-minute warning. And today's two-minute warning topic, it's pretty easy. It's all about juggling. You know, you only have 24 hours in a day, and if you get 8 hours sleep like you're supposed to, you know, you really got 16 hours. And so, you know, you could hear that coach has got a lot going on. I mean, he rattled down all the things. We just touched on a few of them. But, you know, even in our own lives, you know, try and prioritize, you know, make the people that are important in your life important and make sure you get to them. But get to yourself first. Get to yourself so that you're able to help them if they need help. So take care of yourself first. And that's what Coach Moore is doing. He's out and about, but I'm sure he's taking good care of himself, which helps him take great care of his program. So kudos to him. We got a couple things coming up during the week. You can always tweet us at @ExtraPointsLLC. That's at @ExtraPointsLLC. We're looking to grow our Twitter fandom. So please hit us on Twitter. As well as visit our website. We've got a lot of exciting things happening. Of course, if you're looking for a speaker to motivate, engage, and inspire your group, your team, or your activity, don't hesitate to reach out. That's www.extrapointsllc.com, www.extrapointsllc.com. And as you heard, I'm going to be out at Parkdale High School speaking to the student-athletes at the banquet out there. So if you are in need of that, please don't hesitate to reach out. We're also looking for sponsors of our radio show. We've got our one-year anniversary. It's coming up in a few months, and we want to start looking for sponsorship for our show. We want to do a big celebration around the first year of the Extra Points radio show. I think we've missed one Saturday in all these weeks. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to having Dave Owens back with us shortly. Dave has been busy with his company, Visionary Media Productions, so he's been on the road, but we look forward to Dave joining us as well next week. And, hey, listen, have a great week this week. Just a couple predictions, if I may. First, Maryland, 27, Penn State, 17. Got it. Put it down. I got the Redskins going to Baltimore. Tough game. I got to go with the Ravens, though, in that one. I got to go with the Ravens. I think it's going to be low scoring, too. I'm thinking 13-7, Ravens. 13-7, Ravens. Take it to the bank. And then our Nets, I think they're going to win today. 2-1. 2-1, Nationals. All right, hey. Thanks for everyone who is listening and following the Extra Points radio show. We look forward to seeing and hearing all of you all again next week. And as always, the Extra Point is up, all the way up, and it is